Every day with Jesus. The Beatitudes. Day 164. A Divine Catharsis.
Bible reading from Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 1 to 7. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you, as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, every warrior's boot used in battle, and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
We continue meditating on the word pure, as used by Jesus in his sixth beatitude. I discovered when researching this theme that the word catharsis, meaning to cleanse or make pure, is derived from the same Greek root as the word pure. In psychology, the word catharsis is used to describe the feeling of release and cleansing a person experiences in the presence of a trusted friend or counselor when they empty out many of their repressed feelings or ideas. In the right circumstances and under the right conditions, a person who does this often feels purged, renewed, and released. I have seen this happen myself on countless occasions when counseling. A person comes with deep hurts, and when they are sure they are in the presence of someone who understands them, someone they can trust, they open up their repressed feelings in such a way that afterwards they sit back and say, "I feel so different. It's like someone has reached deep down inside me and scraped my insides clean." What produces this feeling of purging and release? It is difficult to explain because the inner release a person feels is not obtained simply by sharing. It comes only in the atmosphere of mutual confidence and trust. When a counselor shows signs of disapproval or shock, then no release catharsis is experienced. If, as mental health experts claim, this only happens when a counselor is warm and accepting, as opposed to harsh and judgmental, then it becomes immediately obvious that in the presence of Jesus, the wonderful counselor, we have the possibility of experiencing the deepest catharsis it is possible to know.
Jesus is the Wonderful Counselor. Blessed Lord Jesus, my counselor and my friend, help me to open up the whole of my being to you, so that I might experience a divine catharsis. I long not just to be clean, I long to be wholly clean. For your own dear name's sake, Amen.